One of the newest clashes in Afghanistan is one of worldviews. After two decades of American occupation, a new culture of protest has emerged, especially among Afghan women. The Taliban appear to be cracking down on all that, despite promises otherwise. Susanna George has seen this up close. She is foreign correspondent covering Afghanistan and Pakistan for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. Susanna, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
So what have you seen and heard about the Taliban crackdown on dissent? I understand last week there were a lot of protests in Kabul after the Taliban said its new government would be led entirely by men.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of hope that the Taliban would be a more tolerant force. And that's certainly
they said
what
it explicitly,
a lot of,
right?
They said that they were open to a reinterpretation of Islamic law that might allow for greater freedoms in the areas of human rights, women's rights, and civil liberties. But if you look closely at the group's statements, they were pretty vague. And if you looked at the way the group was governing or controlling territory that they had had under their control for years, dissent was dealt with harsh, brutal punishments, you know, imprisonment, public beatings. And that was up through the deal signed with the United States and afterwards as well. In many ways, this crackdown in Kabul is not that surprising.
So you're describing consistent crackdown on dissent. Can you tell us a little bit more about what happened in Kabul, what you saw, what you heard from the people who were there?
The protests were first begun by women. A lot of them had been told they were no longer allowed to come to work, and they were protesting against the Taliban's rule. They were protesting for their rights. They were hoping that while there were still international attention on Afghanistan, that they would be able to grab some of that attention and that people would listen to their voices. Some of the protests initially began rather peacefully, but eventually the Taliban responded with very brutal force. And at first, this only sparked the protests to grow. But then once the Taliban crackdown became even more violent, the protests have since subsided, and many of the people that we spoke to who were at some of these early protests have gone into hiding. They say it's just temporary, but it doesn't sound good for the future of people who are passionate about civil rights in Afghanistan.
The brutal force is how you described it. I do have to ask you to tell us a little bit more about that.
One of the women who I spent time with, she had been beaten so badly by the Taliban just a few days before I met her that her back was still throbbing, and she wasn't able to leave the house for 2 days afterwards. Taliban fighters at one of the roundabouts where she was protesting had beat her with the butts of their rifles. And this is similar to a man who I spoke to who was also protesting. He was beaten again with the rifle butt of the Taliban fighter. And he said for an entire day, he's right-handed, he couldn't even write or pick up a cup with his right hand. That's how badly he was injured. Mm.
Now, Susanna, you have been watching Afghanistan for a long time. Do you have a sense that there could be this lasting cultural worldview effect of the U.S. presence in Afghanistan that, you know, although the hardware is gone, right, the guns and the bullets are gone, the software, as it were, the new mindset remains in this emerging generation?
That's how it seems. And I really can't emphasize enough how much bravery it takes to show up at a protest in central Kabul under Taliban rule. You know, U.S. officials had been messaging that this is a more tolerant Taliban, this is a different Taliban than a Taliban of the 1990s. But you ask your average Afghan, you know, how the Taliban deal with people who speak up against their rule, and they can tell you stories about cousins, about friends who have been harshly treated by the Taliban in areas that the group had controlled. And they say that they are committed to continuing this protest movement. But at the same time, we've seen the protests taper off, and a lot of them are incredibly scared, you know, not just for themselves, but for their families as well. This is how the Taliban have been able to maintain such security in the places where they have had control for a long time is through fear and through intimidation. Mm. The knowledge that by speaking out, you're not only putting yourself in danger, you're putting your mother, your father, you're putting your entire family in danger. Mm. And that's really something that has the power to keep people off the streets.
And you and others will be watching what they do, as you describe. Susanna George, foreign correspondent covering Afghanistan and Pakistan for editorial partners at The Washington Post. We will link to her latest piece at hereandnow.org. Susanna, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.